Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party radio show. The time is ripe for a third party because the second party never did the job. President Trump stood alone for 4 years while others pretended to be his friend. But that does not deter the leader of the free world. He is still the leader of the free world. God bless America.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Folks, the service, the funeral service for the United States is about to begin. They're bringing in the Constitution and the coffin. Stand by. What have we learned from this election? Freedom is not safe. Freedom can be stolen. This didn't just happen at election night. This has been a 4-year plan. And the end result is the Republican Party is finished. How can you vote Republican? They're the same as the Democrats. There's a third party coming. Whether it's going to be the Spirit of America Party or somebody else's party, 80 million Americans want change, and they're going to get it. It's going to take 2 years. But our enemies can celebrate today, the enemies of freedom. They can celebrate today, but their days are numbered. The Republican Party is no more. You've seen how many traitors surfaced just when they thought that Trump was finished. They came up to stick the knives in his back. He had no support from the Republican Party. They hated his guts. The communists hate his guts. The only people that love Trump are the American people. When was the last time you heard 20,000 people shout, "We love you, President Trump"? Nobody ever got a "We love you." But that's okay. Because we all learned. All the snakes came to the surface. All of the harpoon throwers came to the surface. We now know the media is no good, and high tech is no good, not for the best interests of the American people. And we know that we've been brainwashed over 50 years. So soon, after our lamentation and mourning, we will rise up to take our country back, peacefully. But there will be the sound of the trumpet. Hang in there, folks. We're looking for a trumpet. Let's see. We got a couple of good ones. I can find them here. Hang on. Coming up to the O's. That's where the trumpets are. They're with the O's. There we go. I got a whole bunch of them. Okay. All right, we're going to try. Here we go.
Oh, and proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding loudly.
Here we go.
The war wolf is
plain. The fox in the streets of the city is prowling, and all who would scare them are banished or slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight the old fight again. Sons of De Conwell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel errant of avenging steel. Strike for your country, O'Donnell of Oo.
Say a little prayer that Notre Dame gets more Catholic.
University of Notre Dame proudly presents its marching band, the Band of the Fighting Irish.
Yes. Okay, what else can we find here for you? I know. Do a tribute to the people of Brazil. You know, I was sitting in a communist camp, and this Democrat lawyer said to me, "We don't need aircraft carriers." And I was startled, you know, that an American would want to disarm. Yeah, I just dread the fact of being face down, pants down. Doing when you've been conquered. Yeah. And I got good news for you. Bad news for some, good news for others. Draft is coming back. If you believe that the Chinese only have 2 million soldiers, you're going to get the surprise of your life. You're going to come out of and there are going to be Russian tanks in the street and Chinese road guards. And you're going to think it's a parade. And on the back of the tank, they'll have vote Democrat signs. Speaking of signs, I'm having trouble at home. Because of this virus thing, my wife has a sign over the headboard, "Keep back 6 feet." And that's not bad enough, but I came home the other night and there was a fire truck outside. And I said to the fireman, "What's going on?" He says, "Your wife ran out to the truck and she took the sign. We want to get our sign back." So what sign is that? It says, "Keep back 250 feet." Are we going to win our country back? Oh, man, we need it bad. Here's a tribute. Oh, so the Brazil, checking out the aircraft carriers. We had 13. Israel had one. I think France had one. I think the UK had one. I don't know how many the Russians have, but the Chinese just christened their first one. It's called the SS. The SS Walmart. Yeah. But Brazil has one. And I was so excited to learn that Brazil had one. And so I'm looking at the picture of the aircraft carrier. There's no planes on it. It's only a samba band. And we joke, my Brazilian friends and I, and we say, if Brazil gets invaded, everybody will think it's a carnival. And they'll win it because they'll have the best samba teams.
De rodillas yo te pido, escucha mi oración. Y que vuelva.
Okay, a little background on that tune. Santo Santo is a religious tune in Brazil, and Brazilian artists took the tune and made it half religious and half a love song. And the song is in Spanish, and the girl that's singing is Gloria Estefan. So, having said that, I'm not going near the TV today because it's a massacre. And speaking of massacres, one of the news media that really is anti-American is called the Associated Press. So I'm looking at their hit pieces, and I said to myself, what's the background on this company? Are they an American company or a European company? Because, you know, all of Europe, all of the world is brainwashed by CNN. In many countries, CNN is the only news media. In Brazil, it's called Globo. 2 years ago, a Brazilian friend of mine came back from Brazil, and she said, Tom, everybody in Brazil hates Trump. I says, are you telling me that Indians in the Amazon jungle hate Trump? She said, Tom, they all hate Trump. I says, how can that be? She says, we only have one newsworks. What's that? Globo. And who's Globo? CNN. CNN controls the minds of many people all over the world. So a year later, she comes back from the next visit to Brazil. She said, Tom, everybody hates CNN. I said, how come? She says, they call it fake news. So those Indians in the jungle, they're the ones that tipped off the Brazilian people. Fake news. How's that? And if you talk to people from Ireland, they'll tell you. The Irish media is CNN brainwashing also. So CNN is the enemy of the entire world. So, having said that, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, so I'm checking out this newspaper, Associated Press, AP. And I notice it's 75% anti-Trump. Worse than that is you got to see some of the Jackal networks, Yahoo. I call them the Yahoos. They are totally anti-Trump. God forbid Trump gets sick. God forbid, they'll have him in a box in the ground in 8 seconds. So, I start to look up the background. They were founded in 1846, and the second man in the company was the out-of-town reporter, and he went on excursions to make news and report the news. And in 1865, he made a mistake. He went and reported the Battle of the Little Bighorn. And that was the last we heard of him. Yeah, sometimes you just don't want to take that assignment. But in the meantime, 80 million Americans who love Trump, you got to keep the ball rolling. Lift your head up high. Whistle past the graveyard. And keep the ball rolling. So chin up, chin up. Don't let it get you down. The reason that they beat us was they only had to steal less than 1 million votes. So they caught us. They caught us good. And the people that you thought were trustworthy turned out to be rats. And we don't know all of them, because for everyone that surfaced, there's one below. There's one below. There is a documentary on YouTube, and it's called Obama Under the Radar. And there's a woman named Frances Fox Pivens. She's a big communist. And then in the documentary, she states that under the radar, Obama has done good things for the party. Now, just take a look at the FBI. You don't think that's a stacked deck? If you had evidence of treason, would you take it to the FBI? Would you take the usual route home? Yeah. You see that guy that Hawley? I think he's a congressman. I'm not sure. He could be a senator. He was in the Capitol working on objections to the rigged election, and his wife was home with a brand new baby, and Antifa showed up at the house, banging on the door, scaring the life out of her. Now, you know what Joe Biden got on the porch with a shotgun? And he would have killed him. Yeah, get that tape. Play that one. Okay, our next song is by Five Guys in Us. And it's early rock and roll. When the world was free.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my sky
JFK was assassinated, at his funeral, the band played the Navy hymn. And it's a series of prayers that go back to the 1800s. And different crises for our country, they added another verse. So there's a verse for the Navy, a verse for the Navy SEALs. There's a verse for the Air Force, the Army, Marines. And I'm going to play it for you now. It was written by an officer, and probably around 1812. And it opens up with the words, "Eternal Father, strong to save, O hear us when we cry to thee, for those in peril on the sea." Well, we're all in peril now, and you have no idea who's pulling our strings. And the safest game to play is one term per termite. Everybody disagrees with me. They say two terms. Why, if the guy's a termite, why would you give him two terms? Get him in, get him out. Never let their ass stick to the seat. Get him in, get him out. It should be like military service. You go, you represent the House of Representatives for 2 years, and you get out. Take your Democrat gear and get out. Here's the Navy hymn. How times have changed. When I grew up, married men used to say, "No wife of mine is ever going to work." Trapped in the house, she's not working. She's a housewife. Oh, women that are having babies, when they go to cocktail parties and somebody says, "Oh, you're a housewife?" Oh. And what are you? "I'm a career woman." Yeah. "Can you cook?" "No." "You're fired." Yeah. "I'm a career woman." Yeah. Well, they're splitting the country up. They even split it up by the sexes. Yeah. It's really. Well, here's some advice from a happily married woman. From a different generation.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables, or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me your shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot.
Yes, that's when marriages used to last. Did you know that you couldn't get a divorce in the United States in the 50s? The only ones that ever got a divorce in the USA were Hollywood stars and starlets. And they went to Mexico. They got a Mexican divorce. Now, the life expectancy of a marriage is 5 years. It's unbelievable. Buy furniture. Get the portable stuff. Yeah. You can have the end table. I'll take this. Oh. And what we need is, I got to tell you something. In 70 years, no one has done what Trump has done. He has brought the Middle East together. I hope he completes it before he leaves, because he should get all the credit for it. He was going to get 3 Nobel Peace Prizes, and the communists stopped it. And how did he do it? Simple. He bypassed the guys that couldn't put it together. The same old crowd couldn't put it together because they made the same old mistake going to the same old crowd. Trump went out, reached out. Who did he reach out to first? Morocco. And now Saudi is just joining. He's working miracles. I bet you if he went to Rome tomorrow, the Vatican smokestack would be sending up white smoke. He could run for Pope, and he definitely could run for President of Venezuela. In 2 weeks, they'd all be rich down there. Be one annual carnival. Okay, so we're going to play Let There Be Peace on Earth. Beautiful tune and a beautiful choir. Pulled the troops out, didn't he? Nobody else did. Do a little tribute to the Puerto Rican people, Latino people. You know what the most popular name, Latino name on the Vietnam wall is? It's a toss-up. There's 9 names Garcia and 9 names Rodriguez. So they've been contributed to freedom for a long time. And now everybody's moving to Florida And guess what? They're known as St. Augustine. That's the first Spanish colony in the United States. Colonized in the 1600s. How's that? They got a beautiful church and a beautiful wall painting on inside about those colonists. It's very nice. Okay, so we're going to go do a tribute to Tito Puente. I was taught as a young man never to kick a guy when he's down. And I followed that rule. I lost a lot of fights. But Did you see how many people come out and kick Donald Trump because they believed he's down? He never went down. He didn't fall three times like one who fell three times for us. He's still standing. But his enemies would have you believe he's gone. He's done over. But that's, I dedicate to GIs who have fallen in combat. And it's called, in Spanish, Abenmai. And in English, it's called Above All. It's comparing a fallen GI to the fall of Christ during the crucifixion. You took the fall and thought of me above all. And that's what Trump has done for his country. He has thought of us above all. He didn't come in for the money.
Hey, behind the storm,
Well, time to get closer to God, especially you guys with PTSD, because nobody understands you, not even the people that are getting paid to. But one person does. He's the one who created you. And the first chance you get, hit a church. Pick an empty one. Just go sit in a pew and wait for the message. You'll get a message. And the only one that understands you is the messenger. Close with the Star Spangled Banner. This is a vinyl record, 47 scratches in the record. Each scratch represents 8,000 men who died in probably less than 5 seconds. Many of them. And they paid our dues. And many of us got a free ride. from Valley Forge to Fallujah, Americans paid a price for freedom. That's why I say every American ambassador should be a vet in a wheelchair to show the world the price we pay to keep them from slavery. So here comes the Star Spangled Banner. It may start off with taps. Most of the GIs who went off to war in World War II didn't expect to come home. They already accepted death for their country and their loved ones. And you were one of those. God bless President Trump and his family, and God bless the USA. Stay strong, live long, and let's double the vote. Third party, Spirit of America Party.